Let's begin with the words of the invocation. Toward the One, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being, united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the Master, the Spirit of Guidance. And we'll begin with the element purification breaths. Begin with earth, breathing in and out through the nose. Maybe beginning with a good exhalation and allowing the inhalation to come in naturally. Do a few breaths like that. And then settle on the earth breath, your natural breath, in and out through the nose. Can you feel your feet on the ground or your bottom on the ground? Can you feel beneath this, the floor, the earth below? The gravity of the earth as it holds us to it. And each of the elements can be thought of in terms of an angelic archangel who presides over that element. And for the earth, we can think of Michael. And this being is a being of protection. So let's for a moment think about the Archangel of the Earth, Michael, protecting the Earth. Maybe ways that we lend ourselves to this protection. Honoring this being. And we'll say it as a wazaif, Ya Michael. Ya Michael. Ya Michael. Ya Michael. Ya Michael. Ya Michael, Ya Michael, Ya Michael, Ya Michael, Ya Michael, Ya Michael, Ya Michael. We can imagine the wings that we were developing with the practice of the symbol. Can imagine those wings spreading out through the back of our shoulder blades in resonance with the Archangel Michael. We can imagine the wings of Michael surrounding the earth in protection. We can also bring this idea of protection to our own safe journey home today. So thinking Michael on the exhalation, Michael on the inhalation, sending protection first to oneself, then to one's beloveds, and then to the earth. The more we invoke these beings, the more present they become. The next element, the element of water, in through the nose and out through a small slit in the mouth. And imagine that shower of rain, of gentle rain falling through the crown center, cleansing your entire being, your mind, your heart, your body. Cleansing the waters of your being. Maybe you feel a little bit more cleansed after doing this retreat. Purified. And the archangel for water is Israfel. And here we can think of the quality of resurrection, of renewal, of life, life-giving. So maybe there's something, even during this retreat, some new feeling of life in you. Something new that is coming through. might be as a small sprout or a seed just opening, or it may be a plant that's about to flower or fruit. So we'll say, Yah Israfil. 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 And on the breath, thinking Israfil, you can think Raphael as well. Raphael is the healing, the archangel of healing. You can choose which one. Think of that being on the inhalation and the exhalation. If you're thinking of Israfil, you may think of personally, the new growth in yourself, the new growth in your beloveds. And you can think of the world, Israfil, protecting and supporting this process of resurrection, this process of new life that occurs in the Northeast. It's every spring we see visually. We experience the new life that springs forth. Right now, experiencing the summer and the incredible blossoming and burgeoning of teeming of life. And next, the archangel of the fire and light. And the fire breath is in through the mouth and out through the nose. Fire transforming into light. We can think of the rainbow body. Colors of the rainbow as they ascend through our chakras. We can recall the auric field that surrounds our body. And from a certain point of view, our physical body is a result, is made from the auric body. And the archangel is Azrael, who is the archangel of death. And in the Sufi path, we learn to befriend death. The retreat that we just went on, that we're still in process with, takes us through the stages of the refinement of the consciousness and the various refined and subtle planes that we will encounter as we pass into the hereafter, to the afterlife. So we become friends with these states of consciousness. And there's a saying Pirzia said at one point, and he said, you know, rather than the archangel, the angel of death, coming to you as a constable, telling you, you know, it's time. Rather, if we befriend death, they will come and, as a porter, carry our bags. So as we all know, we have a limited time on this earth. We never know when our last breath will, our physical breath will occur. So we remember that we're on this caravan of light together from now into eternity, no matter what form we take. Murshid talks about the body being like clothing over the light body, the essential body. Someday we will take that clothing off and join the beings of light. And of course, Azrael represents part of the natural cycle. So we will invoke Azrael with Yah Azrael. 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 Breathing in, thinking Azrael. Breathing out, thinking Azrael. The natural cycle of life. And maybe sending a thought of blessing to any being we know that might be in transition, or maybe on the planes of light, that we wish to remember in this moment with blessing, with Fazl, and sending our love and our caring. And then moving on to the air breath, in and out through a small slit in the mouth. feeling the expansion on the exhalation and the contraction on the inhalation. The expansion on the exhalation, the contraction on the inhalation. And here we think of the Archangel Jibreel, who is Gabriel. And this is the messenger who represents inspiration, the message. He came to many of the great prophets and prophetesses. He came to Mary. He came to Muhammad. And we can think about this being as the giver of inspiration and prophecy in our own beings. What inspires us? What part of the message inspires us to share with others? What is our truth? Say, Yah Jibreel. 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 Thinking Jibreel on the inhalation, on the exhalation. Clearing the space for inspiration. And even if you're not feeling that inspiration right at the moment, know that it will come as the retreat process continues. It's said that the retreat process continues for 40 days after a retreat. So it doesn't end at 12 o'clock today, 12:30 today, when we leave the abode. It will continue, and inspiration will continue. So we'll do a zikr using this, thinking of these various and archangels. When we turn the head to the right, we think we will say Yah Mikael, the protector of earth. And we move our head to the left, we'll say Yah Israfil, the archangel of the water, new life and resurrection. And as we bring the head down, we'll say Yah Azrael, Archangel of Death, befriending death. And as we bring the head up, Yah Jibreel, thinking of inspiration. And first we'll say it aloud, and then we'll do it on the breath. Yah Mikael. Yah Israfil, Yah Azrael, Yah Jibreel, Yah Mikael, Yah Israfil, Yah Azrael, Yah Jibreel, Yah Mikael, Yah Israfil. Yah Azrael, Yah Jibreel, Yah Mikael, Yah Israfil, Yah Azrael, Yah Jibreel, Yah Mikael, Yah Israfil, Yah Azrael, Ya Jibrael, Ya Mikael, Ya Israfil, Ya Azrael, Ya Jibrael, Ya Mikael, Ya Israfil, Ya Azrael, Ya Jibrael, on the breath. And one more time. Rab al Malayaka. So we have been building a house here, a new house, in our beings. And we have a dear friend in our community, in our extended community, named Wahab David Kirsch, who lives in Silver City, New Mexico. And he was just on a long retreat. And he sent this wonderful poem, and I thought it would be very appropriate to read it at this point in the retreat. And it's called Expansion. See if you resonate to these images. In a small mountain village, a deserving but unassuming man was building a small home for himself and family with the modest resources he had acquired from a life of toil and service. As he was working at his task, a wagon with a large load of building materials drove up to his door. "Where do you want it?" called the driver. "But I did not order this," said the man, somewhat alarmed and confused. "I have all the paperwork, and this is the right address," replied the driver. "If indeed you did not order this," continued the driver, "then there must be someone out there who believes you merit a finer home than this." Bewildered, but compliant, the man proceeded to tear down what he had just finished, scrapped all his designs, drew up new blueprints, and started rebuilding with his new but unexpected materials. The revised project seemed to be going along nicely when, to his dismay, the same wagon showed up again. The same conversation again took place with predictable results. Again, the same dismantling and redesign and reconstruction proceeded by a now thoroughly confused but still dedicated man. The third time the wagon appeared, which you have probably guessed by now, dear ones, the man cried out in total desperation and confusion, "What is happening to me?" The wagon driver only smiled, leaned down, and whispered in his ear, "Kinda like a 21-day retreat, isn't it?" Yabasit. Yabasit means expansion. So let's say Yabasit 11 times together. Yabasit. Yabasit. Ya Basit, Ya Basit, Ya Basit, Ya Basit, Ya Basit, Yabasit. 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 So some of the old structures that we tend to hold on to may be a little wobbly right now, maybe tumbling a little bit. You may be ready to just scrap it and begin again, or do a renovation. This is the process of building the inner temple, the inner architecture of the soul. And there's a beautiful, we actually did this practice yesterday with Pirzia, it's a zikr of the temple. And I came across a CD during my retreat this summer, which it was actually called the Zikr of the Holy Spirit. And it's a bit cosmic. It's a little bit more expansive. So you can choose which image to use with the circulating of the head. You can think of your aura. I think that's more what we were working with Pirzia, that aura. And but of course the aura can spread, it can expand. It can expand out to the stars, and I think he mentioned that too. It can expand so that you can even imagine like the cosmos, or my favorite image is like the galaxy, you know, that picture of the galaxy. There's like a sense of a lot of substance of light in the center, and then these circles of light that surround it. So you can imagine the cosmos, as you circulate the head, and from left shoulder all the way around, La Ilaha. So it's that cosmic. Just try that for a few moments, just imagining the cosmos as one brings the head circulating around. And it's not only the head, it's the torso. Be careful about just using your head. It can... Your neck can respond in a negative way to that at times. So if you use the whole torso as you're thinking La Ilaha, and of the image of the whole cosmos, and you're creating an image of circling around a temple of light and love, which is your being. And then the second stage of this zikr is bringing your head down from the height. And this is a slightly different zikr than Murshid's zikr. Murshid's zikr is done where you bring the head up to the right shoulder and then over to the left heart. This is actually where we're moving our head from the left shoulder to the left knee, the right knee, right shoulder, up to the zenith. And then we bring the head down as if we're entering the temple through the solar plexus. So this is the entry into the temple, into our own being, which is a temple. And we can think of this being like an entryway into a temple of light. And sometimes it's mentioned to you're entering into like the tabernacle. The tabernacle of the temple or the church. And we, as we bring the head up, we imagine the altar at the place of our heart. And what I mean by the heart can be considered all three or four of the indicated lataif. It's like an altar. And here you can light the candles, like you're lighting the candles at the altar, or a candle. And then there's a sense of glorification as you raise the head. And you can even imagine ascending the planes of light as we say the la. And then we bring the head up to the very zenith, and we'll say who in this case, who. And there's that feeling of the spirit and of the presence descending through the crown of the head. And the crown, the image of the crown, is like an opening lotus receiving the light of the spirit and the presence that comes down through the temple. There's a wonderful chapel at MIT. I don't know if you've ever been there, but it's a round chapel. And you go inside, and instead of a table at the altar, there's a series of reflective kind of mirrors that hang from the ceiling down. And there's a pool of, a moat of water around the chapel that reflects the light into the chapel and upon those reflective pieces. I love that image. And so you can think of that inside your being, or you can think of just this light streaming through and spirit streaming through as we say the zikr. So if you remember the images on the circulation of the la, la, it's the whole cosmos, or the auric field around you, and then illa, right into the solar plexus. Pirzia talked about that with the practice of the symbol. We're entering within the tabernacle. And then as you raise the head, you light the altar with the la, glorification. We don't have enough glorification in our lives. And then who, the very top, that opening of the lotus, allowing the spirit to come in, the presence to come in. So please say this zikr with me. La ilaha illa. It's a slow zikr. La, la, in, la. And go at your own rate. Think of each step along the way. In. 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 And last time, so are you ready now? There actually was Aif that can go to each stage. So with the La Ilaha instead, so with the circle, you say, Yahai. And then as you bring the head down, Yabatan. And as you bring the head up, Ya'adhim. And as you bring the head all the way up, Guduz. Let's do this a few times. Yahai. Yabatan. Ya'adhim. Yakuduz. 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 One more time. Yahai. Ya'adhim. Yakuduz. So just imagining and feeling this temple. This temple of light and spirit, of life, of glorification, this combination of Kedush Hai is a really good combination for re-entering, for bringing the spirit through, for feeling more embodied. So let's say this Yah Kedush Yahai, bringing, still holding the image of the temple. We'll bring this right into our very bodies, our very being. Yah Kedush Yahai. Yakuduz. Yahai. Yakuduz. Yahai. Yakuduz. Yahai. Yakuduz. Yahai. chaque douze. Yahai. Chaque douze. Yahai. Breathing in, thinking kudus. Breathing out, thinking hi. Bringing spirit through the crown, through that open lotus, all the way through your being, feeling the ground of your being with the hi, your tailbone on the floor or your feet on the floor, all the way to the earth. So in the process of alchemy, in the alchemy of happiness, Murshid says that the soul is happiness. That is what the soul is happiness. And there's process of alchemy where we talked about in the first morning that we had the 7 o'clock meditation about the process of stilling and the tools of concentration and breath as enabling that process of stilling the mercury. Murshid talks about the mind as the restive horse. And so we control, we master the mind through the process of concentration and the tool of the breath. So further on in alchemy, Murshid talks about adding the herb. And the herb is love. That's a really beautiful passage. Let me find it for you. This is a really beautiful passage from The Alchemy of Happiness. The silver must be heated before it can melt. And with what? With that warmth, which is the divine essence in the heart of man or woman, which comes forth as love, tolerance, sympathy, service, humility, unselfishness, in a stream which rises and falls in 1,000 drops, each drop of which could be called a virtue, all coming from that one stream hidden in the heart, the love element. Can you imagine this beautiful image right now of, with the water breath, we imagine the shower coming through the crown of our head. Can we imagine it like a rainbow of these beautiful virtues of love, tolerance, sympathy, service, humility, unselfishness, and it forms a stream which runs through the heart as love, as divine love. And when it glows in the heart, then the actions, the movements, the tone of the voice, the expression, all show that the heart is warm. The moment this happens, a man, a woman, really lives. He or she has unsealed the spring of happiness, which overcomes all that is jarring and inharmonious. And the spring has established itself as a divine stream. Let's say the wazifa, Ya Rahman, which means compassion, Ya Fatah, which means open the doors. So we're going to open the doors of the heart, if they're not already open, way open already. Maybe we can open them even further with Ya Rahman, Ya Fatah. Ya Rahman, Ya Fatah, Ya Rahman, Ya Fatah, Ya Rahman, Ya Fatah. Really literally feel it coming from your heart. And of course it can get confusing which heart we mean because we've talked about various different placements of the heart. I like to think about this through my left breast, the physical heart, but of course there is the breast on the right, the Ruya, the spirit, the angelic heart, and then there's the right in the center of the chest, the Syria, and that's where the cardiac plexus is. So wherever you feel drawn to bring out, or maybe all three places. And of course, the central heart is actually related to the solar plexus. So when you say it from there, it's also saying it from the solar plexus. So we'll do this again. Ya Rahman, Ya Fatah, Ya Rahman, Ya Fatah, Ya Rahman, Ya Fatah. Okay, and whispering now, really letting it come out through the loving stream, the love stream, just the doors are open and it fully streams out through the heart. Ya Rahman, Ya Fatah, Ya Rahman, Ya Fatah, Ya Rahman, Ya Fatah, Ya Rahman, Ya Fatah, Ya Rahman, Ya Fatah. One more time. Ya Rahman, Ya Fatah. The Ficarous Seer just being in the state of open-heartedness. And let's say 11 times the zikr of love, Ishkala Mabud Allah Hu. Ishkala Mabud Allah. Ishkala Mabud Allah. Ishkala Mabud. So just take all of this in right now in the moment of silence. And we'll say the remembrance prayer. Oh Lord, you have remembers. Lord, remember you, and we have remembered you in the limitations of our bodies, hearts, and souls. Will you remember us in the infinitude of thy divine compassion and wisdom? And we'll say the prayer for the Nayaz prayer. Beloved Lord, Almighty God, through the rays of the sun, through the waves of the air, through the all-pervading life in space, purify and revivify me, and I pray, heal my body, heart, and soul. And lastly, the prayer for the meal. O thou, sustainer of our bodies, hearts, and souls, bless all that we receive in thankfulness.